should you ever start to pray. And you know who you are. Avoid bedsides, pews, steepled fingertips, and words mumbled through a billion mouths. Forget pleading with angels, saints, gods, or the aunt who died last year. They don't want bothering about lost jobs or driving grief when they're tending broken wings and holding tides in place. Rather, from your yard, front or back, launch crucial questions toward the random universe. Where was light before chaos arrived? What's the space between despair and hope? How many lies can one mind tolerate? The truth, if you care to know, curiosity is blessing in disguise. Questions are enough. Of course, answers may slip through a wobbly black hole, like mists of poetry rising from fallow fields, like hums of rogue planets soothing failing stars.